When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Joining us right now on the phone to give the opinion that matters most on this issue. If you're just joining us, we did an It's Okay, It's Not Okay, where I was afforded the opportunity to go to the Lightning game. Found that out on Friday. Sunday, my son springs on me. Boom. Got a band concert Wednesday night, the night of Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals. So immediately I thought, well, I guess I can't go to the hockey game. Well, last night, Miss Annette texts me, awesome neighbor, extraordinaire, says, tell you what, I'll take your boy to the concert, sit there with him, watch the whole thing so that you can go to the hockey game. And I thought, what an amazing neighbor I have. I'm never moving out of my neighborhood.
Do you think that was a real offer on her behalf?
One thing you should know about Miss Annette is that she does not, she's no BS. She would not offer it if she didn't want to do it. She's like that. She's, her word is bond, is what I'm saying. So yes, I think it was a legitimate offer. She's done a lot for me and my family, helped us through some jams. And she's a great friend and neighbor. So joining us right now on the line is my son, alto sax player Hello. Extraordinaire, Xander. What's up, dude?
How's the match?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
School good today?
Yep.
It's good. Did you find your band shirt for the concert?
I was just about to go do that.
Okay. After you're done there in the bathroom?
Yep.
What did you think about Game of Thrones the other night?
I've never watched a single episode of it, so I don't know what to think.
But what'd you think about what you saw?
It was very interesting, to say the least.
Those boobs, though, right?
Oh, my God.
Xander, do you think it's pretty nerdy from what you saw?
No, I know it's nerdy from what I've heard about it, but I guess I can say yes.
I mean, I'm sure he would like it because, Drew, your dad likes it, you like it, so I'm sure Xander would like it.
Yeah, it's a fascinating show. I didn't think I was going to like it as much, but Khaleesi's boobs, am I right?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I don't know how much you've heard.
Is this interview over yet?
This interview is not over yet. I don't know how much you've heard of the show, but Miss Annette told me last night by text that if I wanted her to, she would stay for your entire band concert. And I would go to the hockey game, but of course I would never do so in a million years if you didn't think it was okay. So
yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Now, I've been around people who say it's fine, and when it's not fine, they usually say it exactly like you just said.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You can go to the Lightning game instead of going to my concert.
I see the passive-aggressive gene has been passed down through from generation to generation. You're saying it's fine and it's okay.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Just don't watch my performance.
I see what you're doing here.
This kid's good.
He's good.
Yeah, he's fine.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not so disappointed and 10 being I'm going to need therapy before I'm 14, where would you be if I went to the hockey game as opposed to your concert?
I say one, it's okay, Dad. You can go there. My performance isn't worth watching anyway.
Wow. Just gut punch after gut punch, huh? What songs will you guys be doing at this concert?
Hot Cross Buns?
Mission Impossible and Pirates of the Caribbean. Nothing much. You don't have to miss it.
Mission Impossible?
You can miss it.
And how long is the concert going to be?
It's going to be like until 8.
Oh, 8. That's...
You don't have to go though.
8, Garabo, you could make it before the first commercial in the first period.
Yeah, right. You got plenty of time.
That's true.
Yeah. Huh. You could do both.
I could go ahead and watch the hockey game instead of going to my performance. It's okay.
Really piling it on thick there, bud. let me make a confession to you. I never in a million years would miss your concert. I don't care if it's a hockey game in the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't care if it's a hockey game in the Stanley Cup Finals. If it's not something that you're going to be in, I will never miss anything that you are doing to go to anything else. And that includes my work responsibilities. That includes everything. I will not only be at your concert, I'll be leaving the show at 5:30 tomorrow so I can make sure that I get there on time. I'll stay through the entire concert. And to show you the level of my commitment to being your dad, if you want to go out afterwards for Froyo to celebrate your alto sax performance, I will forego watching the Lightning game to take you to Froyo, your choice of toppings.
I will be more than happy to do that.
Good, because I will never, ever, ever in a million years miss any of your concerts for anything. That is my obligation as your father, and it is my pleasure as the type of man that I want to be to never skip out on you. You deserve and have earned my devotion and my attendance at any of your functions, regardless of how painful they may be. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Now I'll let you get back to your business that's going on right now between you and John, if you will. That's what they call a bathroom. And don't stay on there forever.
It's a weird place to put that.
Yes. Well, don't stay on there too long. You'll get hemorrhoids. And then after you're done there, try to find your band shirt. And don't forget, we got to go out tonight and find a pair of black pants.
Okay.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being putrid and 10 being delicious, how good does that chicken taco casserole smell that's cooking in the crock pot right now? Although probably right now you can't smell anything.
I'm saying 11 out of 10.
10?
When I walked out, 11 out of 10.
Wow.
And when I walked through the room.
11 out of 10.
I know that.
He's been rating me a lot of 11s out of 10s lately. I made a chicken stuffing green bean casserole over the weekend that was amazing.
You're making some good stuff.
Thank you.
Where are you getting these recipes?
Online, and there are cookbooks, and I'm an inventive crock pot cooker.
It's like a single dad help forum for crock pot recipes.
No, there is not. All right. Well, listen, bud, thank you for joining us on the radio. I love you very much, and I will definitely be there in attendance, and I'll see you after the show, okay?
All right. You too.
All right. Love you, bud.
All right. You too.
Thank you.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
I didn't realize you had set up a phoner today, Seth.
I did not set up any phoners today.
Then on our hotline right now is a representative, or he identifies himself as a representative of the Plum a Week program.
I've heard about this program.
Clearly a competitor of our Apple a Day program designed to get iPads in the hands of kids with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
The representative from this Plum a Week program says his name is Mike Calta.
I'd like to point out that our goal is also to provide iPads in the hands of kids with cancer and do whatever else we can help the kids.
Oh.
Do it in a better way than Apple a Day.
How many iPads have you given out so far, Mr. Calta?
Well, we are collecting funds. We are in the early stages. Mm. And I want to know what your grand total is at this point.
So an upstart charity, I see. I don't have any numbers.
Yeah, we didn't steal it from a former radio.
Yes. We did.
We revived it and made it better.
Oh, that's right.
I think we've raised about $21,000 at this point.
$21,000. Okay.
Is he snickering? Is he snickering at our charitable
effort? You know
what? I've
heard rumors that he is going to some of the bigger clients of the radio station. I don't know why we didn't do this, but he is going on behalf of the Plum a Day Foundation.
Plum a Week.
Plum a Week.
Yep. Oh, Plum a Week.
Plum a Week.
Yeah. Sometimes it's Grapefruit Wednesdays. We just like to mix fruit with the days of the week. And I wouldn't say the bigger clients are necessarily. I go to people I consider friends. And I say, would you consider helping out unfortunate kids and making their day a little brighter? much like my friend Drew Garabo is doing, but in a bigger way. And they say, absolutely.
Well, that's nice.
Drew, and yes. I know we've been nickel and diming our listeners for donations to the Apple A Day program. Have you gone into any of the big clients? I know you have many, many endorsements. Have you hit up your endorsers for some cash?
I have gone through the wonderful people in our sales department thus far. But if Michael is going personally to the bigger advertisers with 102.5 The Bone and shaking them down, then I will certainly follow in his ample footsteps and do so myself.
I don't like the way you're... Because I'm Italian, you're relating me to some sort of mafia extortionist. I don't like the way you do that.
Hey, Mike,
anyway,
what's the mission statement of Plum a Week?
To make Drew look like he's second to us.
That should not be difficult to accomplish, and I believe that you have already done so, and the bottom line is the more money that gets raised for charity, the happier everyone is.
Shh.
Oh.
Well, I agree with that, and I don't. For some reason, Drew, even though you and I are true friends,
yes,
I feel the only real excitement about getting involved, in addition to helping the kids, is when there's competition involved. So I'm coming into it a little late, but I'm coming in guns blazing, and I would at least like to match whatever money you raise, let alone pass you. If I pass you, I think that would be, my God, how embarrassing. I became president on your show, and I passed you at your own game. But either way, I would be happy. Wouldn't you be happy we raised double the amount of money?
I would. I would be ecstatic. The more money that gets raised for kids with cancer, the better off everyone is. Absolutely.
The one goal I have here, all right, the second goal I have here, is when we are done, perhaps we can merge our fruitful organizations together,
fruitful.
Take a nice picture, and maybe this is my goal. 10 years, I'd like Cox to put us in that little magazine that they send us every month.
Oh, man, the magazine. That would be epic. I get that magazine, and I go to the crapper, and I look through it, and I go, man, I want to be Chad and Christie. I want to be this guy up in New York, Long Island. I want to get in this magazine one day.
And, well, this fruit is the way to do it, my friend.
Fruit plus iPads plus kids with cancer equals getting publicized in the company magazine.
Can I be in the picture, too?
Sure, buddy. Absolutely. All of us.
Yeah, I think that'll be very nice. We can come together as a rival team that actually comes together at the end and makes a huge donation. We'll be in good shape. I have to tell you, the thousands of dollars have already come pouring in, and I have really done very little effort. So imagine if I put some effort into this, how great this will be.
Hey, Mike, can I jump ship and join the Plum a Week Foundation? Because
whoa,
much like the debate when you crushed Drew in his home stadium, I feel like you're going to surpass everything we've raised so far. Do you need anybody like me on your team right now?
I got to say, if I feel that most of the success Drew has is based on Drew, so I don't see why you'd be an asset to my team. I've almost tied you guys, and I haven't even made but 5 phone calls.
I would highly disagree with your last statement.
Well, Mike, thank you for joining us and for providing competition for Apple a Day, because competition brings out the best in all of us, certainly. And whether you give to the Kumquat a Day, the Plum a Week, or the Apple a Day.
You should do something with Kiwis.
Or Kiwis tomorrow, Kiwi Wednesday. As long as kids are getting iPads, then certainly everybody's happy.
If I may piggyback a plug on this nice
please,
call.
Yes.
And I think that this applies to Nikki, since Nikki's going to the game tomorrow, I heard.
She is, yes.
And new headman, I was very proud, and she knew that too, but I believe that we will win, Chad.
Yes.
Tomorrow in the studio, we will be having Atomic Tattoos give out free lightning tattoos, permanent brown lightning tattoos. We've gotten like 100 people confirmed to come in and get them. They're free to everybody starting at 6 a.m. And I think Nikki should come get one if she's going to go to the game.
Nikki, that would look great. You won't even have to get a lightning shirt at Bell's or Target today. You could
right
just
here.
get a lightning tattoo right on your neck.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't have to do it like you're in prison on your neck.
Oh, well, thank you for the – I really appreciate the offer.
BH?
No, I'm good.
All right. Oh, that's right. To you, BH means Benson and Hedges. I'm sorry. But thank you, Michael.
We did invite Elliot Falcione, the guy from Bradenton who made the Pittsburgh towels.
Yeah.
To come in and get one to apologize. And he said no, because he was afraid of needles. Pussy. But there is somebody in government that is coming in tomorrow to get one. And I don't want to say until tomorrow on the show to make Elliot look stupid.
What a tease. Fantastic, man. Well, good. I look forward to that. I'm looking for a cover-up tattoo for my right arm, so maybe I'll see you there. I got to get this thing covered up on my arm. But
what do you have on your arm?
Oh, you know, it's a heart and stuff like that. Not the Homer Simpson. Homer stays. But
wait, you really have a heart tattoo on your arm?
Heart with somebody's name in it. Yeah, it's got to go.
Is that new?
No, sir. No, it is. It's been there for about 13 years or so, and it's time to get that.
I can figure out.
Yeah.
What name it says.
Yes.
You know, if I came home with a heart with my wife's name in it, she'd call me a faggot.
Well, she might, and I it was a weak point in my life. I was stupid, and I shouldn't have done it, and now I'm paying the price for it.
I can't believe you've held out this long.
I know. Okay.
Come in tomorrow.
Yes, I will. I'll get it covered up with a bolt. Atomic tattoos. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for being here.
Yep. Later.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.